Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. A paradox is defined as a logically self-contradictory statement. Dr. Jasmina Weinman, who earned her doctorate in molecular paleobiology at Yale, states that, quote, according to the laws of chemistry and physics, the preservation of dinosaur proteins is completely paradoxical, end of quote. She continues in the article, quote, within a few hundred thousand to a million years, all proteins and soft tissue structures should be hydrolyzed and completely degraded, end of quote. But that's not what she and her colleagues exactly found in her 2018 study published in Nature Communications, in which multiple fossil specimens conventionally dated at over 200 million years old or late Triassic were found with original blood vessels, collagen, bone matrix cells, and other soft tissue. I've covered multiple instances in previous episodes where scientists have uncovered original tissue samples of dinosaurs and other supposedly ancient animals. So this is not an isolated incident, but every year more and more of these soft tissues turn up. But how can this be? The study of protein denaturing or protein breakdown is a well-established and thoroughly investigated science. In fact, a standard biochemistry textbook will state, quote, in the absence of a catalyst, the half-life for the hydrolysis of a typical peptide or short protein segment at neutral pH is estimated to be between 10 and 1,000 years, end of quote. Proteins have been scientifically proven not to last hundreds of millions or even 1 million of years, but given the right environment, they can potentially last 1,000 years. This is the exact same timeline given from a simple reading in Genesis. To believe that proteins and fossils, and therefore fossils themselves, are hundreds of millions of years old is not substantiated by the evidence, but is, in fact, an act of blind faith. Take confidence that a simple, straightforward reading of the Bible and the Genesis account is not rationally illogical. There is no paradox. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.